is not going to be any good. After all, they are after their own interest. They use people, or I should say abuse people, and manipulate people just to provide for their own interest. Just like they supported Mohammad Reza Pahlavi and Saddam Hussein. And when they did not need them anymore, they got rid of them, just like getting rid of a used tissue. When Shah was in his bad days, or when Saddam was defamed and needed support, they did not support neither. So these people in our people should not have any hopes for the future as far as our enemies are concerned. Our people are vigilant, and the majority of our people know what the truth is. And unfortunately, these elements in Iran, some of these people in Iran, send wrong messages, and these wrong messages sent to the world arrogance make them make a mistake. I once again reiterate that we Iranian people should keep vigilant. Be aware that you should never mix or make the mistake between our enemies and our friends. Don't treat your friends the way you should treat your enemies. I'm telling everyone that we should all know who our enemies are and who our friends are. Now, the opposition shown from outside Iran or some elements in Iran will disappear, but the fact remains that more than 40 million people went to the polls, and by taking part in elections, they in fact showed their support for the system. This election was held after 30 years of the victory of Islamic revolution in Iran, and this support was in fact support given to Islamic system. The reality is that here we have a president elect who was elected with more than 24 million votes of the people. And this is the reality, and that will stay. Statements here and there will be forgotten, but the reality will stay. Of course, our officials, our president-elect, should value the vote given to him, and the way they can make up for this great support given to them by people is by hard work and by servitude to people and working hard in order to advance the country and efforts shown to keep unity and solidarity among our people. These are the facts. You, people of Iran, have achieved a great feat. This was a great move made by you, and God willing, with the help of God, we will continue, and the way that our officials can praise people is to work hard for them, to serve them, and our people should also praise the system and officials by giving support to them. Our enemies are angry because of your solidarity. If you do what Islam says and what Imam of the time wants us to do, and that is working together, keeping solidarity and unity among ourselves. And let's all beseech God for God's blessings and Imam Zaman's blessing. And may God have our martyrs' souls be satisfied with us. God bless you all. This speech was given by the Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran on the birth anniversary of Imam Ali's occasion on 30th of Rajab.
قیامت که بازار مینو دهند، منازل به اعمال نیکو دهند.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. همه برگ بودن همی ساختی، به تدبیر رفتن نپرداختی. میگه همش فکر همین دنیا بودی، فکر امروزت بودی، ای کاش فکر فردا هم میکردی. چون قرآن میگه یه کاری بکنید که هم دنیاتون زیبا باشه هم آخرتتون قشنگ باشه. هر دو رو با هم داشته باشید. دنیای بدون آخرت به درد نمیخوره، آخرت بدون دنیا هم به درد نمیخوره. آدم ها مثل درخت میمونه. این درخت هم باید با آسمان با نور ارتباط داشته باشه، هم با خاک و زمین. اگر ارتباطشو با یکی از این دوتا قطع کنه خشک میشه، اگر رابطهشو با آسمان قطع بکنه میخشکه، رابطهش با زمین هم قطع کنه میخوشک. اینه که یکی از دعاهای قرآنی همین است که خدایا دنیای قشنگ، آخرت قشنگ به من بده. همه برگ بودن همی ساختی، به تدبیر رفتن نپرداختی. قیامت که بازار مینو نهند.